Burlington's kind of music, BKM.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back. Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
And yes, everyone, it is time once again. You had to wait all week, and so have we. Eric, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Number nine.
Hey, we're having fun up here, and we hope you are too, because our philosophy here at WBKM is if we are not having fun, you're not going to have fun.
Yeah, you know, and it's not always fun, but it's got to be real. It's got to be a journey of the heart. You know, you got to speak it the way you feel it.
Absolutely. And you got to enjoy it, you know, and we're enjoying bringing this great music to you, music you know, music that maybe some of the tracks you've forgotten, maybe some you've never heard.
I loved closing off last week's program with that Into the Black. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to hear about this Alchemy tour, the theatrical nature of what Neil is doing, Tony, just bringing it full circle once again with Crazy Horse.
Exactly. The horse riding real strong from every account that we hear. And doesn't it make you smile? You know, when your heroes succeed, it does make you feel good inside. So we're going to go on and travel on this journey down this dusty road together.
You know, right now, probably on stage.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, if you're in California, oh, get down there, right? I mean, my gosh.
Best show in town. Don't miss it if you can make it over there. Mountain View, right?
Shoreline, right? Or
Shoreline Amphitheater. Yeah.
I think it's Shoreline. You know, fantastic acoustic Guns N' Roses. I think Axl's the only one in the band these days, but
that's going to be great.
I think it'll be fun.
We've got a little acoustic treat later on in the show that we won't tell you about now, but it'll be enjoyable, huh?
Fantastic.
Looking at the cover of Neil's book, Waging Heavy Peace. You see that little thing stuck in the hat band. We can't wait for that new album to come just around the corner. A couple of videos released already, but we'll have all that news and more, folks. And Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. So if you take a look at that book, Eric, you see that little thing in the hat band, Hippie Dream. Why don't we start with that one tonight from Landing on Water. WBKM.
There of my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Sweet Radio Hour number 9. A tune that was penned for the guy that sold Neil his ranch. Coming down from Canada, finding success pretty early on, and buying this amazing, exquisite acreage of redwood forest and beautiful land in California.
Yeah, what would become really Neil's, and maybe, you know, at the time he had no idea, but what would become really the foundation under his feet for his for himself and his whole family. All these many years later, still the place he calls home.
You gotta like that, man. You know, because he's often in his tunes referring to growing up in that Canadian home. You know, he's got a good sense of place, and boy, Kneeler, I remember in that Heart of Gold movie that was put out by Jonathan Demme, I remember Neil saying, after conversing with the guy, well, how's a guy like you, a young buck that's 20 years old, afford a place like this? And Neil, with a grin, says, I'm just real lucky.
Just real lucky.
Real lucky. I love it, man, because you got to be lucky in life too, man, right? I mean, I used to have that on my wall.
Yep.
Be lucky.
Yep.
It's a way to live.
And not so full of yourself that, well, it was my genius or it was all my endeavors. You know, it is those things, but you know what? Many people have had those things and not made it. So to have that self-effacing quality,
right,
you can say, you know what, I was just real lucky.
And when you've been granted a lot, as we know, if you've been granted a lot in your life, that comes with it, it exacts a toll. There's a responsibility.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. You know, it's not just said in Spider-Man. You know, it's biblical. You know, those who are given much, much will be demanded.
Old man, great tune. I love it, you know.
Roger and out from Living with War. Well, we're still living with war. It hasn't. That album is becoming old now.
Tripping down that old hippie highway. I think he's talking about Pacific Coast Highway 1, you know, or maybe the King's Highway in California. I'm not sure, but
one of those, whatever it means to you, really. But
But yeah. Great stuff, man.
Roger and out.
Well, that tune, tongue-in-cheek, you know? He's directing a lot of that tune, a lot of those lyrics, right to President Bush.
Oh.
You know, Bush, of course, coming and declaring success, you know, in those wars. And, remember? And his Neil's response. Right. The only one I heard singing about the war in Iraq was Neil.
Oh, mission accomplished, shock and awe. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, pick that one up. Living with War, that album. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it belongs. It belongs in the discography, without a doubt. And you know, it's just one of those things that Neil keeps on doing all of his life. It's not just like that phase is over now. I wrote Ohio. I don't have to. That's my protest song. Now I can go on to my other. No, it's what's relevant. What was relevant right then was Living with War, and hoping that we could find a leader that would walk us out of it. Well, we're still waiting for it.
All part of that thing that's in his cap. That's how he started the show with the tune Hippie Dream. Because the hippies, boy, that's what it was about. It was a smart movement about civil rights, about realizing a different lifestyle.
Exactly.
Very, very much more tribal in nature. The hippies, the communes, was about the family, you know, and boy, they don't want us to have that, it seems, you know? They don't want people living together and getting together anymore, you know?
So here we are. It's been a rainy week. It's been a sunny week. 70-degree temperatures today and fall surrounding us all over the place.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah, a lot of damp out there.
Feeling like I want to descend into some of the beauty of this catalog tonight. I don't know. We'll find out where it goes. We don't know where it's going to go. We ain't there yet.
Ride the tiger's tail.
Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour. Real pleasure to have you with us on this beautiful evening.
Thank you. Open up your eyes,
always positive, always beautiful sound of those four voices. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. Neil taking the lead on that one. His tune, Queen of Them All.
Yeah, those voices together, I think you got it right on the head there, Tony. I remember first coming into that album on a boat, you know, here at Lake Champlain. And, you know, it totally rocked me on the water to hear those voices and that blending, that harmony. It only added to the piece.
Yeah, they were really back there, you know, mature men settling away from their struggles of youth, away from David's illness and addiction, coming together in strength, that beautiful picture of what is obviously a Steve Stills progeny on the cover of that little blonde-haired kid messing around with the tape machine. Could only be a Stephen Stills kid, no question. And beautiful work. To see those guys together in one place is truly historic moments.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic because we do know of their struggle. You know, I mean, it's out there in the books.
Sure.
And to see them come together and leave that stuff and sing, you know, I think that's triumph, man.
It truly is. So from the top on that set there, Old Ways, title track from that beautiful country-tinged album.
Oh, it feels like home cooking, man. That stuff gets you. Feels like there should be a barn on the property here.
It feels like it. Maybe we should. Wouldn't you love to do it? I'd love to do it from a barn. I'd love to do the broadcast from a barn. Maybe someday we'll broadcasting live from the barn.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, Neil, we'll be there anytime, any day.
Oh my gosh.
You and me as well in that set from Harvest Moon.
Yeah, beautiful.
A follow-up, if you will, from I think 20 years after he released Harvest.
Yeah, really.
He put that one out. And really got a lot of airplay, you know. I mean, even 20 years later, the continuity of sound still having impact, still reaching.
Yeah, Neil's timeline, not like our timelines. You know, his idea of a follow-up album is to do it 20 years later.
Yeah.
Or to put out Chrome Dreams 2, which was the follow-up to an album that never was. So it's a little different in Neil's world.
He's always got many balls in the air. You know, he's a master juggler, you know, of all these different projects. And he uses each of these projects to make specific points.
He really does.
You know?
Hey, so Bridge School, as you mentioned earlier, are happening this weekend.
Awesome.
Two shows, one on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Yeah, acoustic, right? I mean, it's typically acoustic.
Acoustic, yeah, because it's, you know, these are kids that are dealing with a lot of sensitive emotional and health issues.
Nothing more emotive, right. I'm telling you, in concerts than to watch that interaction. Even if you're watching on YouTube, go dial some of that in, the Bridge School benefit. If you don't know anything about it, Peggy and Neil became big supporters of the school out west, and have not let this project go. I think this is I'm not sure. I think it's in the 20s now.
It's over 20 years, exactly.
I mean, phenomenal. But Shoreline Amphitheater, if you're anywhere around that area, I can't think of a more heartfelt place to be.
26 years. So just like Farm Aid, a gigantic, there's Farm Aid celebrating 27, Bridge School celebrating 26 years of helping kids.
Yeah, I think it really changes people. I think the performers that come to the Bridge School, our own band from Burlington Fish has played a benefit.
Sure.
I think they really get a porthole into the power of music and what it can do and the warmth. And so we salute you, Neil.
No question. And at the suggestion of Thrasher himself, we got a great tune here, Eric. We have a gem lined up here. Speaking of acoustics, my goodness.
Well, the lyrics themselves, you know, to step outside yourself and change your mind. Fantastic, you know. So this is an acoustic version. I think we've called this from a Bridge benefit, correct?
This is from a Bridge School benefit of many years ago. Of course, you find the studio track on Sleeps with Angels.
Well, enjoy the ride, because this is a good stretched-out version of this tune.
15 minutes.
straight from the horse's mouth. Our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News. And as usual, we've got lots of wheat to report once again. So the Neil Young and Crazy Horse Alchemy 2012 tour continues to wind its way across North America, generating lots of positive reviews and comments from fans. So over the last week or so, since we last caught up, we had the Austin City Limits Music Festival, where Neil Young and Crazy Horse headlined the Saturday night closing. And the concert was webcast, and hopefully everybody got a chance to catch that out. It is archived on Thrasher's Wheat as a YouTube video, most of the broadcast, and you know, really fine webcast, good video, good audio, great performance. People have been really thrilled with the Down by the River encore that they played, you know, just really tremendously classic stuff there. So check that out. What else we've got had over the past week or so? New video was released from the upcoming Psychedelic Pill album, the song Twisted Road. Nice video there. Got some paying some tributes to folks like Bob Dylan, the Grateful Dead, Roy Orbison. So check that out. Video is posted on Thrasher's Wheat. So the tour has been heading west, and it just played in the Hollywood Bowl, Los Angeles, and now the folks van's heading up to San Francisco for the annual Bridge concert this weekend, and on Saturday night that will be webcast. You can check out the links for that at the Bridge School for the webcast. There's some details there. To watch the webcast, make a donation to the Bridge School, and you can see the webcast. So if you can't be there, that's the next best thing. Lots of folks are going to be there besides Neil Young, Crazy Horse. Jack White will be there, Guns N' Roses. Should be kind of amusing acoustic. Sarah McLachlan, Flaming Lips, Katie Lang, Lucinda Williams, a bunch of other folks. So it should be another great night. But certainly, I think checking out Neil Young and Crazy Horse playing some of these new tunes, acoustic, will certainly probably blow many minds. We can remember when we were there in Bridge 94, Neil Young and Crazy Horse played an 18-minute Change Your Mind acoustic that was, you know, still even to this day, you know, people still talk about that. So if he did something like, they did something like Walk Like a Giant acoustic, I'm sure people would just, you know, pretty much freak out. So let's see, kind of wrapping things up, the Journeys video has been released, it's out, it's got a contest on Thrasher's Wheat. You can check out the details, win a copy of that Blu-ray or DVD, and we also have copies of the Waging Heavy Peace book that Neil Young wrote that were given away. We've got a bunch of copies of that. Check that out for the contest rules and some reviews on that. So I guess that wraps things up. That's about all we have for the harvesting of all the Neil news this week. Check out all these items on thrasherswheat.org, all the links, the videos, the photos, the reviews, the news. Pretty much nothing but wheat lately, leaving all that chaff behind. And if you happen to miss part of this show and you want to, or you want to listen to it again, we do have the podcast on Thrasher's Wheat for download. The link for that, what you can do is go over to that right sidebar, scroll down maybe halfway on the far right, look for the Thrasher's Wheat radio logo. There's a link for the podcast, or search on the page for the word podcast, and that should take you right to the link off of the main news page where you can find all the podcasts that have been broadcast. So, in the meantime, keep on rocking industry news.
Well, thank you so much, Thrasher. Nice to stay abreast of all the breaking news in Neil's world. Hey, Tony, what do you say we saddle up and ride out of here, man?
Hey, I got a brand new chariot. Let's jump on in. I'll see you next week.